Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Kama Yud Beis. We are right in the midst of a sugya regarding the status of a slave. An Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish slave, is he considered metaltalin or like karka? Is it just like any other one of your belongings, or is it like part of your estate, like a piece of real estate? We had some nafkaminas regarding collecting an Eved from Yisoyimim to be applied to their father's debt. Typically, you can only do that for Karka, which had belonged to the father, as opposed to Metatlin of Yisoyimim, which are not bound, not committed to their father's loan. Question, what about their Avadim? So, we had many Shittos which held that an Eved is equated to Karka. In this regard, Rabbi Nachman disagrees, and here's his proof. Says the Gemara, 10 lines off the top of the Amud. The Tani Avimi. Avimi presented a price, which will indicate to us that in fact an Eved is simply like any other of your metatlin, any other one of your belongings. Prusbel. So we know Prusbel is that document which a lender will write, will have written for him. Kam Shemitah, in order to avoid, you know, losing collection rights to his debt. So he sort of transfers the debt to the Bezdin, who can collect on his behalf, right? So there's a halacha that Prusbel chal ala karka. You need to have karka, the borrower, the loiva, who's going to be involved in this whole Prusbel. He must be in possession. He has to own some karka. Ve'eino chal al havadim. So you need to have actual karka. The fact that he owns an Eved does not suffice. Now, why is this necessary? So, actually, Rashi in Gittin explains one reason. Because that's typical. A person will typically only lend, the bank will only lend the person large amounts when there's something to back up that loan. So a loan is typically tied up with karka. Otherwise, it's not a common thing that a person will lend money without that, you know, security of the karka backup. So it's called a milsa de lishchicha. It's not a common occurrence, for which chachamim do not make takanis. That's, you know, that's the way it goes. Chachamim only make takanis for common situations. So that's why ownership of karka is a prerequisite to the prusbel process. Rashi over here in Bava Kama gives another reason. He says when the leiva is in possession of karka, then it's as though the debt is sort of semi-collected, because the bank, the Baal Chayv, can go straight to the karka, it's secure, it's right there, it's an easy fallback. So it looks less, it lessens the impression. Perception-wise, it looks like it's already sort of his. He's already in possession. It looks less as though he's actually going to collect. So it minimizes that appearance, that perception that he's actually going to collect his loan, you know, after Shemitah. So the Chachamim sort of crafted their takana in a manner which minimizes any perception of wrongdoing. So bottom line is, karka is needed, and avadim do not qualify as karka. Okay, pretty clear halacha that indicates that an eved is not like karka. Furthermore, says the Brayse, metatl niknin ima karka. We know that you can be kind of using kinyan agav. You can bundle together items with karka. So you make the kinyan on the karka, you sort of get it all together as one. So you can pair up metatlin with real karka, in which case when you make the kinyan on the karka, the metatlin come along for the ride. Ve'enon niknin im avodim. It doesn't work with slaves. So if you're kind of the eved, you cannot bundle avodim with metatlin. The kinyan on the eved does not apply to the metatlin. So clearly this brisa does not regard an eved like karka. And that's Rav Nachman's source. Well, says the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi, perhaps this question of how to treat, how to label an Eved, is a Machlekes Tanoi. One Braisa says, Machar le Avodim karkois. Reuben sold Shimon, Avodim and Karkois. Heachzik ba Avodim, Lekono Karkois. So the Chazak on the Eved, the Kinyan on the Eved does not work for the Karkois. You have to make a separate Kinyan for the Karka. Because this Braisa clearly holds, an Eved is not like Karka. So it's just like any other item, in which case kinyan agav on that item cannot help you for another item. B'karkois lekon avodim. If he makes a kinyan on karka, you don't get the evet along with it. Now the question is really why? Because if we're going that an evet is metatlan, you can be kind of metatlan agav karka. So Rashi addresses this question. He says later the Gemara will discuss it and explain, well, even though an evet is regarded like metatlan according to this brisa, but he's different than a regular, you know, stationary item which just sits in its place. Doesn't have a mind of its own, right? An evet has a mind of its own. So in this case, he can't just, you know, be bundled together with the karka. We'll see later in the Gemara. Okay, so that's the first part of the brisa. First part of brisa number one. Brisa continues. What if you bundle together karkois and metatlin? Okay, I want to buy a piece of land and a car. Karkois and metatlin, then it works. Kinyan agav works. Hechzik b'karka kana metatlin. The kinyan on the karka is applied to the metatlin as well. Metatlin like on a karka, but if I'm kind of the car in the driveway, I'm not kind of the house, because kinyan agav is metatlin on account of karka, not the other way around. Part three of the brice. Avodim and metatlin. Let's say I bundle together. I want to buy an evet and metatlin. Since the evet is not karka, he's regarded like just like any other metatlin. So kinyan agav does not work at all. Hechzik ba'avodim lekana metatlin. Metatlin lekana avodim. So clearly this brisa, let's call it brisa number one, maintains an evet is treated like any other item that you own. And that's Rav Nachman's right. And that's one opinion. Vatanya. That's Rav Nachman had a right from the brisa before. Now we're trying to sort of present a machlekes tanoim on this subject. Brisa number one seems to hold an evet is equated to metatlin. Vatanya. But listen to brisa number two, which says the other way around. Seems to hold that an evet is like karka. You can make kinyan agav with avodim as well. Hichzik ba'avodim kana metatlin. By being kind of the evet, you can also be kind of metatlin. Myla ba'kamithli. So it appears that the machlekes revolves around this question of how to treat avodim. Demar savar avodim kimakarki dami. Brisa number two considers an evet like karka. Umar sover avodim kimetatlan dami. Whereas brisa number one seems to hold an evet is like metatlan. Is that so? Amar Rav Ika breider of Ami. No. Not so quick. The kuliyama avodim kimekarki dami. Perhaps both brises hold an evet is like karka. Let's go through brisa by brisa. So vadatanya kono. So brisa number two, which says that you can be kind of metatlin on account of the evet, shaper, that works perfectly. An evet is like karka, which allows for kinyan agav. But the tani loikana, what a bright price number one, who doesn't allow you to be kind of metatlin agav karka? We thought, because evet is like metatlin. No, evet is like karka. But the tani loikana, you know why? Because although, in certain regards, the evet is like karka, but it's not really a piece of real estate. And for kinyan agav, we require karka which stays in its place, which is stationary, not going anywhere. But in on karka dumya d'arim mitzuris b'Yehuda, like those fortified cities in Yehuda, which provide us with the source. That's what we learn, the aloha of kinyan agav. Not moving anywhere. So you need that type of karka for kinyan agav. So when it comes to other halachas, perhaps never, it's like karka. Except for kinyan agav. This none, as we find in the Mishnah, nechosim she'en lemachrais, which is a reference to commodities and merchandise and belongings which are not really safely secured. You can take them and run with them, so the bank will not sort of, you know, lend on their account. That's why it's called e'en lemachrais. Just a term, a reference to metatlin. Niknin im nechosim she'esh lemachrais. So you can purchase a car together with a piece of real estate in one kinyan, b'kesef, b'shtar, b'chazoka, by making any one of these three forms of acquisition on the karka, and the car comes along with it. But not, I mean, how do we know this is true? Where do we find this concept of kinyan agav bundling things together? Amar chizkid, amar krove, a pasuk in the Yamin, regarding Yeshafat. Vayitin lemaviyim, their father Yeshafat gave them a gift, matanis rabbis, l'kesef, l'zov, mcdonais, food, drink, gold, silver. Im Ari Mitzuras B'Yehuda, together with the fortified cities in Yehuda, so we find Kinyan Agav relates to fortified cities, stationary entities, which is a precondition for Kinyan Agav as opposed to an Eved. So according to this approach, all hold Avodama Karka, but since it's a moving Karka, it doesn't allow for Kinyan Agav. That's the opinion of the first price. Igadami, here comes track two. There's another version of Amar Av Ikabre Darvidi. The Kuli Yama, Avdi, Kimetalton Dami. Both prices, number one and number two, hold. And Eved is like Metalton. I want to explain, we'll explain both prices in this light. Vadatani Loikana Shapir. So, Bryson number one says that you cannot be kind of Metalton Agav the Eved. That's perfect because an Eved is like Metalton. Hadasani Kana. What about the second Bryson, which allows for Metalton to come along with the Eved? And Eved is not Karakas. How does it work? The answer is Ba'idin Alav. We're speaking that the item is sitting on the Eved. The ring is on his finger. Forget Agav. We're not working with Kinyan Agav. Rather, he's going to be kind of the ring because of Kinyan Chatzir. Like you can be kind of an item which is put into your backyard. You can do that. So since he's being kind of the Eved becomes like his Chatzir. And anything situated on that Chatzir can be yours as well. What do you mean? How could the Eved be a Chatzar? What good is it if the item is sitting on the Eved? It's a moving Chatzar. A moving Chatzar is worth nothing. Rashi says that's not a Chatzar when it's moving. Perhaps he happens to be standing right now. He's still classified as an Al-Chatzar because he has the potential to move around. Rabbi tells us, Kol she'ilu ma'alech le'kan, anything which, if it was walking, it wouldn't constitute a chatzar. Oymed v'yashiv le'kan, likewise, even if it's standing or sitting in place, it's in a stationary state, it still doesn't work. So how does the Eved going to be kind of the ring on his finger? V'ilchas of a kafa. So must be speaking that he's tied up, he's restrained. He physically can't move. So now, he constitutes a chatzar. Okay, so according to this approach, both Bryces subscribe to the concept of Eved Kimetaltlin. The reason why in Bryce number 2 we can be kind of Metaltlin with the Eved is not because of Kinyan Agav, that's exclusive to Karka. Rather, over here it's because of Chatzar, because he's tied up. Now, actually, there was another part of the Bryce which we have yet to quote. But Tanya, what about in that second Bryce that continues and says, Hechzik b'Karka kan Avodim? If you want to pair up Avodim with Karka, you can do that. You can be machzik on karka and get the Eved along with it. Problem is, in the first brisa, it clearly indicated otherwise. That if you're machzik in a karka, you don't get the Eved. How do we explain that? Hasam ba'idin b'sech. Brisa number 2, which allows for it, is speaking where the Eved is sitting on the karka. That's why it's different. We're going to explain soon why. As opposed to brisa number 1, where the Eved was not situated on the karka. Says the machlal da hai d'leikana. Apparently, Bryce number 1, which does not allow for the Eved to come along with the karka in the same kinin, because she ain't the oydim b'seicha. We're speaking that the Eved is not situated on the karka, right? That explains the difference. So, preliminarily, we understand a bit of a difference here. But if we look into it a bit deeper, we don't quite understand why would that be the criterion. So now, honi chalach lishna da amar. Remember, we had two tracks. So according to the track which was the Amar of Ika Bredav Ami, that both prices hold Avdi ki Metaltlin Dami, Eved is like Metaltlin. So that would explain, you know, why the Eved has to sit on the Karka. Hainu the Yom de Besecha in Ilai Lai. That explains that, you know, the case where the Eved is on the Karka, as in Bryce number 2, that's why it works. Whereas in Bryce number 1, it's not on the Karka, it doesn't work. Elo lach nishin the Amar Avdi ki Metaltlin Dami, but according to the first track in the Gemara, that both prices of the are of the opinion that an Eved is like Karka, Kim Karki Dami. So why would location make any difference? Why would we require the Eved, who's considered like just a piece of real estate, to be sitting on the other piece of real estate in order for it to be bundled together? That's not a requirement. Amar Shmuel tells us, you know, if you buy 10 properties at once, you can make a kinyan on one and it's applied to all of them. He sold in 10 fields, situated in 10 different locations. Once he's kind of one, he's kind of all. Says the one second. According to you, Damar, Avdiki Metalton Dami. So according to the first approach, that all subscribe to the concept that Eved is Metalton. And the way you explain the Machlokes of the Brises is that when the Brises says the Eved comes along with the Karka, with the same Kinim, that's because the Eved was sitting on the Karka, so it comes along with him. The other Brises which says it doesn't come along, it's because it's not on the Karka. Well, Lama Li'Eved B'Secha, why would you ever need the Eved to be sitting on the Karka for Kinyan Agav? Why would you need a car sitting on the driveway? That's not a requirement for Agav. We have a halacha discussed back in Kedusha. We don't need the item to be sitting on the karka for agav to take effect. So either way, we're not quite understanding what's going on. Why is position, why is location a precondition? Whether you hold that Eved is metalton, why is that needed? Whether you hold Eved is karka, why is that needed? Elamais lachomim. Oh, so you must say, shani metalton denaydi, an Eved who's a moving item, who has a mind of his own, is very different. Very different than a passive item. Over there, it can be anywhere. For it to be bundled together in the same package deal. But an Eved who has a mind of his own, he's got to be right here to be bundled together. Hachanami, likewise. Even if an Eved is regarded like Karka, we can still understand why positioning him on the actual Karka is a precondition for Kinyan Agav. Shani Mekaki Dinaiti. Mekaki Dinaiti. It's very different. When the Karka is a passive, immobile piece of property, that's not going anywhere. So there Shmuel says, yeah, if you make a kinyan on one, it's sort of all connected, it works for the whole thing. But when it's mekarki d'naydi, when it's something which is, yeah, it's regarded like real estate, and Eved technically is regarded like karka, but he's moving around. He's very different than mekarki d'naydi, and something that's not moving around. Avda mekarki d'naydi, and Eved is called naydi. Naydi. So in order for it to be paired together, right, the halacha is you can make a kinyan on one karka, and kinyan on the other karka. It has to be sitting on the karka, sort of connect to it. Otherwise, it's not a pier. Hosamba, in Shmuel's case, when he's purchasing 10 fields, which are, passive entities, Hosamba sadna, the invul, the glob, the arachadu, it's one piece of land. It's all connected to the same earth. So therefore, the kinyan on one works for the others. Okay, bottom line is like this. Question. What is the status of an Eved Kanani? Is he like any other of your metaltalin? Or is it considered like karka? We had two brises which we thought revolved around this question, but we concluded that perhaps both hold evidence like metaltalin, and we explain both brises, or perhaps like karka, and we still understand both brises as well, because they reflect different circumstances, different locations, different positions. And the Mishnah mentioned nechosim she'ein b'milah. In order for a person to be liable for damages, he has to have damaged assets which are aimed by me'ilah, which don't have the concept, the potential for me'ilah, which is typically something that refers to hegdish property, for which if a person, misuses or diverts, he's liable for me'ilah. He has to pay the keren, the chaymesh, the carbon, right? So the pasuk says the only time a person is liable for his animal's damages, ki yigach shor ish es shoreyei, only his friends, his comrade, his contemporary's animal. But if it's the hegdish's animal that was damaged, you're potter. Now, the Mishnah, rather than just saying simply it has to be a non-hegdish entity, it has to be privately owned for the hezek liability to take effect, the Mishnah chooses an interesting lashon. Ain ba mila, there's no mila, which sounds like, although it is hegdish, you're chayiv for being mazik that item, as long as there's no mila. Mila would be less, hamigdash kachi, but it's still kaddish. So why would you be chayiv? Why is that called sheir rei eyu? Man tana, so who's the tana? Who's the author of this Mishnah that considers you liable for hezek, even if you're a mazik your friend's carbon, because certain karbonis which have a lesser kedusha, like shlomim, which is a kachem kalim, a lighter kedusha, is kaddish but has no meila during its lifetime. The Mishnah seems to indicate in that case you're chai if you damage it. Who's that shita that considers that item to be private property? And compliant with the term of Shay Reyeu. Mantan Omra Yechnan, Bekachim Kalim. I'll leave with the Rabbi Segli, the Shita that holds that Kachim Kalim is considered privately owned. Even though it's a carbon, the Omra Mamma Bailamu, he says it's considered one of your possessions. You're responsible for it, it's your thing. And therefore it's called Shay Reyeu. And if you're Mazik, somebody Mazik, it is Chayiv. The Sanya. Right? So he says it's Mon Bailamu Desanya, we have a Braisa. When a person denies ever, you know, taking an item for safekeeping, it's called Shvuas HaPikadon. Where's my item? Never had it. I swear. And then he comes and admits, he has to pay the actual principal, the Chaimish, has to bring a carbon. And the Pasuk uses a Lashon Malo Mal Bashem, and then it says Vikichesh Bamisa. So he denies his friend's claim. But why the word Bashem? Larabis Kachim Kalam Shem Amoinoi. The pasuk here is including even denial of a pikadon which happens to be a korban. And Rashi explains, the kichesh, denial, applies to the word behind it, bashem, and the word before it, ahead of it, amita. So it's a double denial. You're denying your friend's claim, which involves, entails, a sort of holy item. So clearly, kachim kalam is regarded as personal possession. And likewise, now Mishnah. It's called Shei Re'eu and qualifies for Nizakim. But Tanan, we have a Mishnah which seems to indicate otherwise. A Mekadosh Bechelkai. If one is Mekadosh and Isha with his portion of the carbon, Ben Mekadoshim Kachim, Ben Mekadoshim Kalam, and Mekadosh, you can't use a part of a carbon for Kiddush. Apparently it's not privately owned. Lema, Deloi, Rabbi Yisak Lili, do you mean to say this is not consistent with Rabbi Yisak Lili? Who says, when it comes to Kachim, Kachim, not. That's, you know, heavenly owned. But Kachim Kalam has an element of private ownership. So it should qualify for Kedushin as well. It's your prop. I feel it, Rabbi Yisak Lili. That Mishnah can fit even Rabbi Yisi. Kiyam, Rabbi Yisak Lili. When does he say it's considered Mamon Balim Mechaim during the lifetime of the Korban Avla HaShechita? But once the Shechita took place, the Hakrava process was initiated, everybody agrees it's no longer privately owned. It goes to Hashem. I feel Rabbi Yisak Lili Maida. The Kikazoho, anybody who's now going to get a portion of the carbon, whether it's the Kayan getting his portion, or even the owner getting some of his carbon, Mishulchan Gavoy Kazoho, eating off Hashem's table, it's from the Mizbeach, it's no longer privately owned. Umachayim Yomer? But during the lifetime of the carbon, it's considered privately owned? But Tanam, we have a Mishnah, Mechayr, firstborn kosher animal, which is meant to be brought as a carbon if it has no blemish. Marchanoy, say the Kayan could sell him. Can't redeem him, you can sell him to the next Kayan and let him look after it. Tam Chai, if he's an unblemished carbon, you can sell him while he's alive. Rashi explained, because if he had died, then he's Asr Bahna, because he's like a carbon that died. So, but during its lifetime, you can sell it. Ubalmum Chai Veshachet, if he got a blemish, then it could just be, you know, Shechted anywhere. It's no longer required to be brought as a carbon, so you can sell him whether he's alive or Shechted. Umakachim Beis Isha. And in fact, you can use a Bechar for Kedusha Isha, it's considered your private possession. Va'amar of Nachm, Amram Ravua. You meant to know one thing here. This that we consider a bechir to be, you know, sort of partially privately owned, it's only nowadays we have no Beis Hamikdash. There's no potential for hakrav of that bechir. The kiven the lechaz lakrav, it's not suitable for a carbon. Is the lekayhan amschibe gavai regarded as the kain's possession? When the Beis Hamikdash was around, the chaz lakrav that this bechir was meant for a carbon, lo, it's not privately owned anymore. Rav came and asked Rav Nachman a question. What do you mean? We had that brice, so the any kachim kalam is considered privately owned. Umalo mal bashem. So denying a pekatim regarding a carbon is considered denying personal property, personal claim. The rabbi's kachim kalam shem amaynoi. The rabbi regards kachim kalam like privately owned. And, you know, the Gemara later brings that this is a pasuk by this brisa refers to Bechor as well. How could Rav Nachman, how could you say Bechor is not privately owned? And by the way, very important to point out, this halacha Umala Mal Bashem, which triggers the whole Shavuos HaPekudim process, which ultimately brings a person to a Korban Hashem, is clearly speaking about when they had a Beis HaMikdash. And still we see it's considered private property. And Takasha Rav Nachman, who says, no, when there's potential for a Krov, it's not private property. Umishani Ravina, Ravina came and he answered. Typically, if he's slated for Hakrova, it's not privately owned. So why is it different? Why over here? Is it considered privately owned? B'chor b'chutz l'aretz. Although it's a b'chor, but it's originating from outside of Yisrael. Aliyah with Rav Shimon, following Rav Shimon, the Amar, in bo t'mimim yikarvu. Any b'chor out of Eretz Yisrael is not meant to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi Tosfos brings it's connected to Maser is not meant to be brought from outside of Israel. So if it's here, if it's delivered to the Beis HaMikdash unblemished, okay, you carve it, you bring it as a carbon. If it's here, okay, lechatchila, preferably you don't bring it. So it's not really slated for akrava, and therefore it reverts to a regular kachim kalim, and it's considered privately owned. Okay, so that was sort of the dialogue back and forth. Rav Nachman, Rava, Ravina. Good. Question is like this: V'im Isa, if it indeed it's true and correct, if Rabbi Yechanan told us right at the beginning of this segment of the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan told us, the Chiyamar Isa Glilu Mamayna Hu Mechayim, that any Kachim Kalam during the lifetime of the Karban, Rabbi Isa Glilu considers it your mamay, just like by Shvosa Pekadon, it's considered privately owned. Likewise, by the din of Bava Kama of Mazik, it's called Shei Re'eu. So then, why was Ravina sort of, stuck, and he had to come up with this new concept of Bechor from Chutz Laretz? Give a very simple answer to the question. What was the question? Rav Nachman says, guess what? A Bechor, which is meant for Akrava, is not privately owned. But then we have the Braisa, where basically he tells us, Kachim Kalam is privately owned. So guess what? Just say it's Tushitis, Lishani. He should answer. Ha Rabbi Saglili, Ha Rabbanan. Rav Nachman was going with Shitas Rabbanan. He holds that a carbon which is meant for a krov is not privately owned. Whereas the other brayso, which indicates that it is considered privately owned, is Rabbi Saglili. Very simple. Says Zigmar, you know what? You're right. When it comes to other, like a shlomim, other kachim kalim, certainly Rabbi Saglili maintains these are considered privately owned. Regarding Mikadosh and Isha, regarding Shavuos HaPekudim, regarding Dinei Nezikin. So why can't we just answer simply that it's Rabbi Saglili speaking? Because we were speaking about a Bechor. Bechor is totally different. Matnais kuhuna ka'am. So we're speaking about a bechor, which is a gift to the kohen, right? The owner gives it to the kohen. That's totally different. Shani. It's a totally different category. Matnais kuhuna ka'am. Shani matnais kuhuna. They're very different. The kiko zochu, when a kohen is zoicha, it's not a gift directly from the farmer to the kohen. It's from Hashem. It's via Hashem mishulchan gavoy kazochu. It's like you're first giving the gift to Hashem, and then the kohen gets it from Hashem. So now when the Kohen gets it, it's off Hashem's table. It's not privately owned. If in fact, this Bechor has potential for Akrova. Even Rabbi Saglili would agree to that. And therefore we have to say, we're compelled to say, that the Bechor up for discussion here is a Bechor which has no potential. L'chatchila for Akrova, it's coming from Chutz Laretz, etc. So there we say, it is considered a privately owned item. Okay, so bottom line is, when the Mishnah says a person is liable for damaging nechasim she'ein by me'ila, what does that mean? It's hegdish. Why is it called shereyeu? Says Rabbi Yechon, we have Rabbi Saglili, kachem kalam is considered privately owned. Regarding mazik, regarding shavuos hapikada, regarding mikadosh nisha, etc. But we have three conditions. First of all, only kachem kalam, not kachem. Number two, has to be during the lifetime of the karba, not once it's initiated the hakrava process. And number three, when it comes to matanis kuna like a bechor, It's only considered privately owned if there's no potential for akrava. Okay, so that's summarized this Gemara. And then we had a discussion before about status of an Eved, whether it has a Eved Karka, Metaltlin, Machlekes Amoraim, perhaps even Machlekes Tanaim. All the best, even Hatzlacha Rabbah.